Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, it's Tuesday, and I already need it to be a Friday evening of a three-day weekend because I'm exhausted. And I know that if I feel this way, that other people feel this way as well. On Monday morning, you woke up to the news that the Supreme Court, in a 9-0 decision, decided that Donald Trump must be on the ballot in Colorado. If you remember, the Colorado state removed him from the ballot. Other states began to follow suit, citing violation of the 14th Amendment, and that anyone who participated in an insurrection cannot run for office. And, you know, what pisses me off about this decision, among every fucking decision that the Supreme Court has made over the last few years, is that states' rights are bullshit. States' rights only matter so long as it is a red state governor making a decision to take away people's bodily autonomy, flood their state with guns, remove books from the bookshelves, or institute some type of draconian policy that would have migrants drown right in front of people that can save them. That's what states' rights are about. But when it pertains to the rights of, let's say, a blue state or a purple state trying to institute pieces of the Constitution or preserve what little bodily autonomy and rights that people still have in this banana republic, United States, that seemingly doesn't work at the Supreme Court level. This is the most corrupt, disgusting Supreme Court that I think that this country has ever had. Since it's birth, like, honestly, I'm not a scholar, so, you know, don't hold me to it. But in my humble opinion, I can't imagine a worse makeup of the Supreme Court, particularly when we know that one of its members have been participating in the ultimate grift over the last two decades, being wined and dined by billionaires so that they can buy his silence and his vote on issues that pertain to rolling back rights in America and advancing the causes and the needs of billionaires, Clarence Thomas. And so I'm just like, I'm so like, every fucking day is something else that is coming out of this Supreme Court. Every fucking day. And I'm just like, I'm at a point where I just don't give a fuck. And like, I know that I need to. And I know that I will rally the strength, but today I just am at like a point of exhaustion where I just don't care what the rest of the week holds. Like, it just doesn't matter. You have nine people that are unelected by anyone that serve lifetime appointments that apparently are above the law, above reproach, can do whatever the fuck they want. They investigate themselves, right? If that, and get to make laws for the rest of us. You know, at least when I point out the representatives who are dumb as bricks like Tuberville and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Gates and the rest of them, I can say, well, you know, they have some type of constituency, right, that keeps putting these people back in office. But when I look at the decisions that the Supreme Court is making to strip away our rights, to strip away our democracy, no one elected these people. And so it just goes back to when Hillary Clinton warned America about voting for Donald Trump because you couldn't stand her, right? And oh, but her emails. And she warned us that Donald Trump and the Republicans would stack the Supreme Court and any rights that you thought that you had would be gone. And so here we are, 9 years or so after that warning flare that Hillary Clinton put up, and America is steps away from losing its democracy altogether. On top of which, folks, you know, over the weekend, Vice President Kamala Harris calls for a 6-week ceasefire in Israel. The United States, for whatever reason, wants to be patted on the back for dropping aid into a nation that is being starved to death, right? By people who they are supplying with the very bombs and tools that are creating the devastation in the first fucking place. What the fuck is 6 weeks going to, I guess it's going to buy what, the Palestinians a few, you know, a few weeks of life before, you know, they starve or dehydrate? I mean, it's just like, I'm just so everything. Everything is just too much. And every week, it just feels like we are just making decisions between, you know, the worst and just plain bad, right? The worst, the final nail in the coffin is a Trump presidency that will never end. Bad is a Biden administration that has the ability to stop war, to stop an IDF-caused famine, humanitarian genocide, but not doing it. So I'm at a loss on this Tuesday because I, you know, it's not a good place when you start the week off with this kind of news. And I really don't give a fuck what, oh, all the legal experts said that this is how they were going to decide. So that makes it good. I also put out, you know, a tweet where I was just like, look, I don't need any more experts to be on TV, including myself. Legal experts, Democratic strategists, and the like. What we need are experts in fascism and how to survive it. Right? Like, that's what we need expertise in and direction in. Because that's where we are. You know, it is a slow death to the end of our democracy, to the final fall of the one of the last great empires. And I say great, and I don't mean great as in like good, but I mean great as in big empires in the world. The election of Donald Trump will just expedite it. But I think that whether or not Donald Trump becomes president, I think that America is done. I think that this entire country is going to experience an unprecedented brain drain, meaning that people with means, people with access, people with the ability to flee this country over the next decade will. And they will go to other nations that have laws that welcome their type of expertise, their type of talent, their educational prowess, and what is going to be left in America are the worker bees and the overlords. That's what I foresee. So, you know, I will say this. On today's show, I'm excited for you guys to hear this interview because it is with a young person. William He, who founded Dream for America at just 16 years old, is a passionate leader and devoted public servant. And he is still in high school and is fighting for democracy. He founded Dream for America to give young people of all walks of life a national platform to make advocacy accessible from City Hall to the halls of Congress. And since the fall of last year, William has been building up a team with the vision to build a Gen Z movement, harnessing the power of hope and love. And, you know, I give it to William, to Generation Z, to his entire generation, because I hope that they have the fortitude and the faith and the energy to power through where the rest of us have been fighting for decades and have now reached a point of exhaustion. I'm excited because I think that his generation can pick up the baton that I'm ready to put down and hopefully reshape this country. Coming up next, my conversation with William He.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Folks, I am very excited to be joined by William He, who at just 16 years old founded Dream for America, a passionate leader and devoted public servant. William brings years, and I say that with a smile on my face, of nonprofit and political experience to the table. You, William, as I said, make me feel lazy reading your bio. Got into politics at the age of 11. Tell us what prompted that.
Sure. I got involved in politics right after the Parkland school shootings. And I started just really doing phone banks as sort of my first foray. And like a lot of other young people, entering politics after such a traumatic event was not really a choice anymore, but a necessity. And I think you'll see that across a lot of social movements that have happened over the last couple of years, whether that is with gun reform and March for Our Lives or climate or the Women's March or recently abortion, right? You see all of these things that our leaders and the people who are supposedly older than us and know what they're doing are letting our rights being eroded to become eroded, are selling our future out to the highest bidder. And it is literally leaving us a future that is not only uninhabitable, climate change, but also something that is going to leave us worse off than our parents were 50 years ago. Which actually, speaking of, young people now have less than a 50% chance of being better off than even our parents, when our parents and their parents had the luxury of having an almost universally guaranteed chance of having a better opportunity to succeed in this country when they grew up. So it is a future that a lot of young people aren't willing to accept. And I am really proud of the fact that there are so many young people my generation that are stepping up to bat and taking this on.
You know, William, I was on a panel a couple of weeks back with other Gen Z folks. And I started off my, you know, part of the conversation with an apology, because I said, you know, my generation and the generation that came before me failed yours, right? And I think when I saw the reports come out that Generation Z is going to be less likely to buy a home, less likely to be financially stable, will be drowning in college debt, my heart broke, right? Because not only are we giving you an environment that is literally on fire, that is, you know, wrecked with pandemics, right? But because we will experience others. And I just, it is, you just will not have the luxury, right? The luxuries that your parents and grandparents had. And I want to ask you about the disappointment, but also the anger, like the justified anger that your generation has. Do you feel like the previous generations have failed you? And what responsibilities do you think they have right now while they're still clinging to power?
I think on some level, they are failing us on some levels. Not on just policy, but also on everything else. And so I think, because right now, everything you mentioned, right now, the American dream is not something that young people can literally even afford or buy into. And that's really disappointing. By 2036, young people will make up, I think, 60% of the American electorate. And we're going to be a really, really powerful voice in just a couple of years. And I think our leaders, our politicians ought to do a better job at listening and trying to hear us. And that's really all we ask, that we have somebody out there who's going to listen, who's going to respond to our needs. Because our needs are not really any that much different from anybody else's, because we're angry about the assault on civil rights. We're angry about the surging cost of living. We're angry about the whole promise of America, the promise of life, liberty, and that pursuit of happiness, that being hijacked by all these extreme people, right? Like, what are they doing down in Florida? They're banning books instead of banning school hunger, right? Why are we choosing to do that kind of thing when we could be focusing on trying to uplift everybody? And so I think recently our elected leaders are doing a little better of a job of it. I think the president is reaching out and engaging a lot of young people in a really great way. I think there's still more that can be done. And of course, the ultimate goal is obviously substantive, actual policy change. That is the ultimate goal. But any step to that begins with lending a hand and listening.
What do you think that elected officials and maybe the Democratic Party as a whole, what do you think that they get wrong about Generation Z, about your generation?
Well, I think one of the things that gets, that is perceived as wrong, I think, is that young people are pigeonholed into really any specific, you know, stereotype or demographic or any set of beliefs. Gen Z is a very diverse group of people, not just ideology, but also demographically. We're going to be the most diverse generation in American history. In fact, I think this will be the first generation where non-white people might actually be a majority of that share, which is a really great thing to see, because America has always been a melting pot. not even a melting pot, but a very beautiful mosaic of people coming together. And so I think one of the things that is gotten wrong is that, you know, there is a one size fit all solution for a just reaching out to young people that, you know, you put a couple of TikToks up,
right?
Or, you know, you put on some sunglasses, or, you know, you go to Starbucks and you're posing with some people. I'm sure that's cool, but or you trot out a bunch of celebrities, right? That's great. But I think one thing that is gotten wrong about young people is that young people care about any of that. Young people, in fact, might be the generation that cares most about policy, most about substantive issues. And I think part of that, to the credit, is we have the internet. We have a supercomputer in our pocket, and we have a treasure trove of information that can be accessed at our fingertips. And so we are the most informed, and I think soon to be most engaged generation in this country's history, I think we'll see. And so I think if our elected leaders understand that it's really at its core a policy issue rather than anything visceral. I mean, the visceral stuff's cool, you know, having Beyonce up there, that's cool. But, you know, policy is what at its core really matters. And I think things like what the president's doing with pardoning marijuana, with the climate, with student loan debt cancellation, all of that is really great and a really, really big step in actually delivering for young people's needs.
When you think about the issues that are facing your generation, what is of top priorities? And I'm not trying to say, you know, list them from 1 to 5, but when you're thinking about the things that your, you know, fellow Gen Zers, which range the gamut, you're unable to vote in this upcoming election, but there are Gen Zers that will be voting for the first time in this upcoming election. What do you think are some of the issues that they are voting on?
Yeah, which actually this is interesting because one thing that our organization, Dream for America, has been working on the last couple of days is putting out this poll, something, it's our Gen Z Pulse poll, and trying to really gather a lot of crucial data about what young people are thinking, especially young people who are not politically engaged, right? Those are like, that's real America, right? So, you know, the people in DC and the media often really love to have all these, you know, Gen Zers who are in the ecosystem on there, and that's really great. But most Gen Z is really doesn't care about politics, or if they do, they're really angry about everything that's happening. And so one of our questions was, you know, what do people care about, right? And the top 5 policy issues that have been consistently ranked number 1 has always been the economy. And I think that's true for every demographic because, and I think it's even more so true for young people, right? Going back to that aspect of the American dream, we can't afford the American dream. It's not even a reality for us. It frankly is broken for us. It is unachievable. I think by taking the right steps and by doing the right things, we can make the American dream a reality again for people, but there is still a long gap between that happening. And so the economy has always been consistently ranked. Democracy and protecting our democracy came in second place. You see now with all these rising threats, not just the United States, but around the world.
Yeah.
Of all these, you know, populists appealing to people's worst desires and all of these strongmen and demagogues promising they can fix everything. That is really scary. And right here, right at home, we have one of our very own who is promising to be a dictator on day one. And that's really scary. And so democracy has always consistently been ranked. Reproductive freedom for a lot of women young voters has always been consistently ranked in our poll. And of course, with the recent events in Israel and Palestine in the Middle East, foreign policy comes into mind for a lot of young people. And of course, how I got my start in politics, gun reform.
Gun reform.
Those are sort of the top 5 issues that I think are top of mind for young people, because all those things are really existential sort of things, whether we as a generation can continue our footing here as a people going forward.
You know, it's extraordinary. Like everything on the list is, you know, normal issues that I think have been on the list of most polls. When I was your age, saving democracy was not on that list, right? And so just to think about, you know, obviously the economy, the climate, foreign affairs, these things, but saving democracy was a given. And so, you know, just to think about the distance in terms of between our generations, it's still very wild to me. that, again, this is the country that we're handing to all of you.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Do you think that as tapped in, as digitally native as your generation is, do you think that they really understand the existential threat, as you named it, that we are facing? Because when I got to tell you, William, in my comment sections on social media have changed over the last several months, where people have started to say, I'm going to vote my values. I'm not voting for Joe Biden. I can't vote for him based on what is happening in Israel and Gaza. The wool is being pulled back from people's eyes in a lot of ways. And I wonder, again, we're far out right now, still 9 months away from the presidential election. But do you think that your generation and the people that you talk to understand, really grasp the existential threat of this 2024 presidential election?
I think, yes, we do, but in a different way, right? When people say they're voting their values, I think it's because of the existential threat that they want to vote for their values. Although I have a different perspective on that, on why they should vote for Joe Biden instead. But I think our generation does understand the threat, but in a different way. But I think the goal is to really shift that perspective in understanding really, truly the stakes, immediate effects of what is going to happen this November, and hopefully they'll make the right choice, right? And actually, on that note about, you know, no other generation has had to face this kind of reckoning, and I have to point to January 6th as a really
big
starting point. You know, and January 6th was not America's first bout with a cultural moment of crisis. You know, generations before have experienced really traumatic things that have compelled each and every one of them to serve and contribute. Right, 9/11 for millennials, Vietnam for boomers, January 6th is really one of Gen Z's most sort of Gen Z's first foray with America's with the moment of crisis in America, and I think it wasn't just a wake up call for our country, but also a wake up call for our generation. And I think we're starting to realize that our generation is starting to realize that democracy is not self-sustaining. Democracy at this exact moment requires constant vigilance and participation. And I'll underscore participation in a moment. And defending democracy is not really some high-level concept that we thought we were going to read about in history class. It is now part of our everyday reality. And I think the greatest act of patriotism that my generation can do now is to enhance our civic engagement, right? Not cross our arms, you know, say that the system is corrupt, politicians are corrupt, and everything is going to hell. And I understand their anger. I feel that same anger. But crossing your arms and sitting out of the process will not do anything for you or the values that we want to achieve. And so standing up, speaking up, getting involved, because it's no longer a choice. It is really a critical, critical necessity to ensure our future, not just in this country, but the survival of our country in history. And so on that note, actually, I think, right, with all of the anger that young people have with Joe Biden, with what's happening in Israel and Palestine and all of those things, my response would be that I understand. But really, this comes down to a choice between democracy and fascism.
Yep.
And if we don't turn out, if we don't speak up, step up, and engage, the alternative, let me tell you, is going to be a lot worse. Mm-hmm. However angry you are now, prepare for it to get a lot worse. Prepare for it to get to a lot worse. And look, what the president is doing with Israel and Palestine, I think, is a sound policy, I think. The distinction to make, and I think the White House should genuinely do a better job at making this distinction, right? Because the White House supports a two-state solution. They support recognizing Palestine, right? Everybody, Palestine, Israel, should coexist peacefully. The distinction to make is that this is not a war against Palestinians, because they are a downtrodden people that have suffered for decades that deserve their own nation and freedom. But this is a conflict against terrorism, against Hamas. And so I think the White House should do a better job at differentiating that. But back to the democracy point, I think, right, if people are angry about, you know, the treatment of Muslims and Palestinians in this country and in the Middle East, well, the alternative, literally try to institute a ban on Muslims from entering this country. Is that going to be any better than the policy we have now? I don't think so. The alternative is proud of the fact that he was able to strip women of their reproductive freedom. I don't think that is a future that we want to continue. The alternative said that the only solution to a recent school shooting in Iowa was just to get over it and to, once again, more thoughts and prayers, right? If we think that Joe Biden is the status quo candidate, the real status quo candidate in this race is Donald Trump. It is not Joe Biden. Joe Biden actually has a long list of accomplishments throughout his time in office, right? I would say, right, for example, student loan relief. No other president in history has done that, right? Capping the price of insulin, making sure that our climate, the biggest investments in climate in American history, first major gun safety legislation in 30 years, the most diverse courts and administrations in history, right? All of these things are things that young people deeply care about. And I think another aspect too is that a lot of young people just simply don't know that any of these things have happened.
And I was going to say to you, you know, the question that I have here is that the things that you've listing off are all things that have happened, are all things that no one knows anything about, not just Generation Z, but all potential voters. They don't know. How do you think then that this administration, that the Biden-Harris campaign, how should they change their messaging to elevate the things that they have actually done and what they plan to do to reach your generation?
I think right now, I think they have put together a great plan on how to do that. And I would say that, for example, a lot of young people are not going to be tuned into an election 3 years out like I would be. I think that as we get closer to the election, I think more people will find out about these accomplishments and more people will tune into the election and will naturally pay more attention. And I think the president's campaign has put together a great strategy on how to reach young people with trying to engage young people, right? I think a lot of people have spilled a lot of ink on, you know, panicking about the polls and about how, you know, we need to have this great, you know, come to Jesus moment about where the campaign is at with just young people and voters in general. But I wouldn't be worried quite yet, because I think a lot of what is happening is just really media narratives trying to gin up clicks and views. And so I think really the president is a lot less in trouble than people make him out to be. In fact, our poll reflects that in a head-to-head matchup, over nearly 70% of our respondents would say they would choose Joe Biden over Donald Trump. And a lot of these people are 17-year-olds who will be eligible to vote this coming November. And on top of that, our poll also reflects the fact that an overwhelmingly large number of young people have an unfavorable view of Donald Trump. Our poll suggests that 77% has that. And the same thing holds for Nikki Haley. She's not that much better. 68% say that she's unfavorable. A majority of our respondents, who are, by the way, almost all of them are 18 to 24-year-olds. A lot of them are actually underage and high schoolers who will be eligible to vote this November or in 2028. Most people don't support a primary challenge to the president. Most people have a favorable view of the Democratic Party. And in a head-to-head matchup, right, everybody says that Joe Biden's too old, and our own poll reflects that people say that Joe Biden is too old. But in a matchup with Donald Trump, most people would agree that age simply does not matter, because Donald Trump is not a spring chicken himself either. And I would think that Joe Biden, who has gotten all this stuff done, who actually does, who goes on runs, goes biking, keeps himself fit, and eats healthy compared to, well, the other guy, I think he's a lot better of a physical shape than Donald Trump is. And I think that will be a clear discrepancy as people start to tune in.
William, thank you so much for making the time for Woke AF, for all of the work that you are doing. And for folks that are listening, tell them how they can connect with your organization, Dream for America.
Sure. Yeah. And for anybody who's not familiar, Dream for America, we are a Gen Z-led group that is focused on offering a progressive alternative to Turning Point USA. And we've had a lot of great success so far. We've got volunteers now in 40 states. We have outraised Turning Point 2-1 in just the first 6 months compared to their first year in existence. And right now we're ramping up to organize, engage, and get young people involved in the progressive movement as we ramp up to Election Day. And so the best way to get involved, if you're a student, if you're a college kid, you're a high school kid, if you're just a young person in general, please come and volunteer, join the team. We will make room for you. We want to build coalitions. Politics is a game of addition, not subtraction. And so please join us. We will be happy to take you. Whether that's starting a chapter or joining our national team, please join us. So you can go to dreamforamerica.org and press volunteer, tell us your information, and we'll get you set up. If you're anybody older than that, well, the best way to get involved is give us a follow, help amplify our message, and whatever you're able to chip in, please consider making a contribution. Every dollar counts. We don't rely on billionaire donors like Turning Point does, and we rely on people like you. And so once again, dream4america.org. Check it out.
William, incredible. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you and all the work that you're doing, and hope to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF. As always, power to the people, and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.